Here is my heart with all my long. The boat belong to you. Year after year, I love you, dear. No matter what we go through, when your hair has turned to silver, I will love you just the same. I will always call you. That will always be your name. Through a garden filled with roses, down that sunset trail we'll stray. When your hair has turned to silver, I will love you as today. Always it seems I built my dreams all bound around you, dear. And I confess my happiness in having you always near. When your hair has turned to silver, I will love you just the same. I will only call you sweetheart. That will always be your name. Through a garden filled with roses, down that sunset trail we'll stray. When your hair has turned to silver, I will love you as today.
Hi. I thought you said they were going to get there. Hi. Turn off that mean. I'm going old and feeble, and my sight is getting dim. My work upon this earth is nearly done. All mother has departed, and I shall follow him. All my friends have crossed the Jordan, everyone. Oh, it's sad to say goodbye to all that was so dear. I shall never see those good old times again. And I miss the happy voices that I fondly used to hear in that little old log cabin down the lane. Yes, I'm growing old and weary, my head is bending low. I shall never hear the call again. But the angels, they will lead me when my time has come to go from my little old log cabin down the lane. Oh, I once was happy all the day. I never knew a care. And my dear old wife, she wandered by my side. Our little home was humble, and happiness was there. Was the sweetest part in all this air so wide. Now it's sinking to decay, and all is sad and dark. I can hear upon the roof the falling rain. In the banjo it is silent, That once made my heart so sad. From my little old log cabin down the lane. Yes, I'm growing old and weary. My head is bending low. I shall never hear the call again. But the angel that will lead me when my time has come to go. From my little log cabin down the lane. Far away, the light is burning in the window, clear and bright. Far away, you're not forgotten. Someone thinks of you tonight. It may be the golden summer. It may be the winter wild. Spring or summer, autumn, winter, someone thinks of you tonight. Far away, the tree of ivy clings around the cabin door. Far away, the robin redbreast sing I've in days of yore. Right to home and dear old mother, send your word to dear old dad. Tell them that you're feeling happy, though at times you may feel sad. It may be a golden summer. It may be the winter's wild. Spring or summer, autumn, winter, someone thinks of you tonight. Far away, there's someone waiting for the step that never falls. Far away, there's someone listening for a voice that never calls. Never tell the world your troubles. Smiles are better far than tears. Tell them that you will be home soon, though you may be away for you. It may be the golden summer. It may be the winter's wild spring or summer. Autumn, winter, some hunting, some you tonight. When I was scarcely 16 years of age, the regular and me, he did engage. I left my home with a good intent to join the 42nd Rifle Regiment. As I was stationed on guard one day, some soldiers' children sure there came to play. From my officer's quarters, my captain came and ordered me to take the pen's name. I took one name out of the three. For neglect of duty, sure he then charged me, sent in days to barracks or 10 days pay for doing your duty on the opposite way. With loaded rifle I then prepared to shoot my captain on the barrack square. It was my captain I meant to kill, but I shot my colonel against my will. I've done the deed, I've shed his blood at Manchester Sizes, my trial I stood. The judge and jury, they did agree, saying you're doomed to die, young McCafferty. I've got no mother to break her heart, nor a living father far to take my part. I've got but one friend and a girl is she, who'd lay down her life for young McCafferty. Now all recruits take a tip from me, do your duty, whatever it may be. For if you don't, your doom will be the same as that of young McCafferty. Memory has faded now, my hair is turning grey, drifting in like painted butterflies in paddocks far away, dripping dainty wings in fancy, and the albums and the pictures fading fast, turns again in rose and purple in the album of the past. Does the lost stop dwelling dreaming by the wishful watchful trees, while the cooler bars are listening to the stories of the breeze? There's a homely welcome beaming with big bright open eyes, and a sugar loaf behind it, darkened in against the skies. It's the same dear happy settle Round the body's cheery blaze with a little Irish mother, telling tales of other days. She had once with holy custom, I never shall forget, and a simple benediction counts her memory for it yet. I can see that little mother still and hear her as she pleads. "'Tis getting on for better, my little children, get your beads." There was no steel bound conventions in the old slab boiling free, but this each night she lined us up to spread the rosary. In the stranger there who stayed a night upon his journey new, he must join that little settle and take his dick at home. And 'twas now she darkly crosses when a stranger home inside, who was known to say no prayers at all, but make him stay the night. Then we'd softly gather round her, and we'd speak in accents slow, and we'd pray like Santa Dominic so many years ago. And that little Irish mother's face was radiant, for she knew what two or three were gathered, she was gathered with him too. Oh, the paters and the abbot, how her reverend head would bend, how she crisped across the Buckley when she counted to the end. Then the stranger rose at once and bushed his knees, and then he looked very, very foolish. He had to take the floor again, because she had other prayers to keep him. There were long, long prayers and truth, and we used to call them primes in our disrespectful yard. She'd pray for all her kith and kin, and all the friends she'd ever known, till each and every one of us could claim a trim and like his own. She'd pray for all our sore complaints, and it was every sort of care that darkened all sugar loaf, she'd meet it with a prayer. She'd pray for this one's sore complaint, or that one's hurted hand, or that someone might make a deal or get a bit of land. Or the dad would sell the cattle well, and if she didn't go my food, that little John, or the weakly one, might go away to school. Gentle was that little mother, and her wit was partly free, but she'd murder him who'd look around her at the rosary. And if her chance lost her beads, disaster where to go. But the only one she'd pardon was himself, because she knew he was hopeless.
No.
No, she didn't win. She let him have his fingers, and he cracked him as he went. But threatened that he never know whether he counted five or three. But he faced the crisis bravely and started around again. But she tallied every digit, and she'd block him in the spot with a lorry that a lorry, and he'd lorry like a sod. But she portioned out the tickets to the company at large. But when she reached the trimmer, she put herself in charge. And 'twas often caught for wonder how she never once forgot to keep them in the lager till she went right through the lot. That little lad's mother's prayers embraced the country wide. If a neighbor was in trouble, or taken ill or died. But here we put. She counted out her trimmings until it went that way, till each and every one of us could say a trimming out his own. I haven't left now. I can't.
If
last night as I lay on my pillow, a vision came into my view of a ship sailing out on the ocean, and the wind it tremendously blew. On the deck stood a handsome young maiden, whose features I've ne'er seen before,
As she sighed for the rights of her country, and she vanished from Erin's green shore. In thought I approached this young maiden, and I asked her the cause of her sigh, saying, cheer up, my handsome young maiden, sure I'll be your slave till I die. She looked at me in meditation, as the tears from her blue eyes did flow, saying, I am an exile from Ireland, the land where the green shamrock grows. My name, it is Eileen McManus, and my age, it is scarcely 19. Oh, thank you, kind sir, for your kindness, for you don't know how lonely I've been. For the want of employment in Ireland, I was forced as an exile to stray, far away from my home in Killarney. For its childhood I'm longing to pray, far away from its mountains and valleys, from the gap to the point of Dunloe, all around by the vale of sweet Morris, and that beautiful spot of Edo. It was then I awoke from my slumber, far to search for me Eileen Cree. It was only the face of my mother, her fond smile was gazing on me. The ship from the ocean had vanished, and I long for to see it once more, my own darling Eileen McManus. She's the pride of old Erin's green shore.
There's a spot in my heart which no Colleen may own. There's a depth in my soul never founded or known. There's a place in my memory, my life, that you feel. No one ever took it, no one ever will. Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that all the furrows and wrinkles with care. I kiss the dear finger the child's won for me. Oh, God bless you and keep your mother Marie. Every sorrow and care in the dear days gone by was made bright by the light of the smile in your eye. Like a candle that sits on a window at night, your fond love has cheered him and guided him right. Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that all furrows and wrinkles with care. I kiss the dear finger that toils one for me. Oh, God bless you and keep your mother Marie.
I don't mind what they found out with her. I go home sometime tomorrow, sir.
Go ahead.
No. Look, I prefer I wouldn't sing it at all. Time that had denied this town, everything it was gone down. And Pat Malone was pulled for any child. His life in soon spent, every copper, every sin. And the whole of his affairs are gone to smile. His wife spoke up and said, now that Pat, if you were dead, sure, $20,000 I could take. So poor Pat lay down and tried, and made out as he had died, until he smelt the whiskey at the well. So Pat Malone forgot that he was dead. He rose up and he shouted from the bed, if the spree goes on many minutes, sure the cops it must be in his hand. They want to make me drunk, to make me dead. They gave the corpse the soap, afterwards they filled him up, and they laid him out again upon the bed. On the morning of next day, everything it looked so gay, but I never thought but Pat was really dead. They raised him from the book, he was still alive, but very drunk. And they laid him in the coffin with a prayer. Says the driver of the cat, oh, be dead, and there will start. Until I see who's going to pay the fare. So Pat Malone forgot that he was dead. He rose up in the coffin and he said, if you dare to doubt my credit, you'll be sorry that you said it. So drive on, or else the corpse will smash your head. The funeral started out on the cemetery road, and the neighbors tried the widow to console. As they came beside the base of Malone's last resting place, and the gradually Lord Patrick in the hall. Now Malone began to see, just as plain as 1, 2, 3, that he had never reckoned in that inn. As the sod began to drop, he burst off the coffin top, and 'twas quickly to the earth he did a sin. So Pat Malone forgot that he was dead, and quickly from the cemetery fled. He went very near gone under, 'twas a lucky thing by thunder, that Pat Malone forgot that he was dead.